All right, we'll cut the recording there. Thanks. Okay, do you guys need to go now? Or do we have time to ask you maybe just for 5 minutes a question that we couldn't really ask on the main podcast?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, sweet. We don't really need a huge sort of intro for this because our guys won't mind. The question was, I've watched your Penn and Teller performances, plural, before this, and in the season one version, maybe you don't remember, it might have been a while ago, but
we were there.
You know, Penn kind of tries to pull you out on a deck switch, and obviously they're wrong, right? And you fooled them. Have you since like gone back and watched the performance and spotted the moment that like Penn thought he saw a deck switch? Because it wasn't even like, you know, some people go on there and they kind of, like you're saying with magicians and their ego, it's like, dude, I'm gonna fool Penn and Teller in like 4D chess by making him think I'm doing this move and I'm doing this, when in fact I'm not even doing this trick, I'm doing this trick. Whereas for you guys, it was like that was just not part of the plan at all, but he happened to think he saw a deck switch.
I mean, the thing is, what we did was the way we fooled Penn and Teller, which is basically the way that everyone fooled Penn and Teller, which was on a technicality, is that we did a trick a very difficult way whilst giving ourselves the opportunity to do it a very easy way.
Right.
So, like,
it's
was
like
there a
talking a quail rather than just taking the breast?
Yeah, it's like it is going like. So we didn't mime doing a move that didn't exist, but we definitely gave ourselves room to do that move. Like, so that is part of the construction of the trick. But again, if you look at basically anyone in the early series, that, I mean, nowadays that anyone can fool them because it just makes good TV. But in the early days of Penn and Teller, the people that fooled them all fooled them on them going, we think it's this, and they go, well, technically it's not that, and they go, well, fair enough, you fooled us.
Yeah, I think Ben Earl is he was season one as well, right? And he was there was some technicality about, was it a false shuffle or was it not? I don't know if you've seen that episode.
We were there when it was filmed because that was part of the pilot, which we also filmed for it to get aired. So, we were backstage watching it, rooting for him.
And I think the thing that's worth remembering for that is that basically every fool was fooling throughout the early seasons, especially the British season.
Well, the British season, because of competition laws.
Was that level of technicality? It's just that they realised after that first episode, you shouldn't show that technicality. You can cut that bit out.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. Wait, I want to ask you, so Benel, obviously you don't reveal the method, but like being there, seeing it in person, did it fool you guys as well?
I mean, we were sat in the hotel bar the night before with Ben, watching him practice the trick again and again, and watching him, and just every time we saw it, we'd just be like, yeah, this is incredible. I don't understand. You're like, superhuman.
Ben can pick out a four of a kind from a shuffle deck of cards. He just can. Like,
it's just a fact.
Yeah, like, yeah. I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it numerous times, time and time and time and time again. You know?
That's why Ben knew he'd fill them, because the method was, I think you can really do it. Same with them. Yeah.
Like, I remember him being really nervous about doing it on TV, because the deck of cards had been given to Penn and Teller beforehand, so they had time to examine it if they wanted.
Yeah, and they'd sat on it, I think.
The cards had popped, because the studio was air-conditioned. Yeah. The cards had popped a bit, and so Ben was a bit worried about it when he was doing it. Like, and he still did it, because he's incredible.
Yeah, I was listening on because Ben obviously now runs his own podcast. I want to try and get him on this one, actually. I'd love to talk to him. And he was talking about how the deck had been, I don't know if it was Penn or if it was Teller, but either way, they'd sat on it for like 3 hours. It was basically like tissue or whatever, and it just didn't have that spring that but he still pulled it off, so I don't know. Fair play. I think he like improvised the method, well, not improvised, but adapted whatever method he was using before. It just blows my mind. I don't know. The cojones, is that how you say it?
Just can't do it. That's what they were saying. It's just fact.
But not only, but doing it with a deck, that's not even, I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Did you ever
know that? I just kind of wanted to
touch it.
I'm very satisfied. I've had a great conversation. I don't know if there's anything more. Unless you guys have any questions you want to ask, I think we can wrap this up.
I think we're all good.
Okay,
perfect.